I'm so happy to be with all of you. And I just want to say one thing at the beginning in tribute to two of my very favorite teachers that I was with for many years. The first one is Marjorie Barstow, who was the first graduate of Alexander's first training course in London. And she was a dancer, and she was also a horsewoman. She really knew how to ride those horses, just like FM knew all about horses. And so I think that's a beautiful connection that they have. And I think we all know that when you pull on the reins of the horse, their neck tightens, their head retracts, their spine shortens, and their limbs free. And when you release the reins, their neck frees, their head begins to move forward and upward, their whole body goes into three dimensionality and off they go. And we have the same pattern in us. And I love knowing that. And I love that FM came from a horse farm and that Marjorie Barstow also had a horse farm. So breathing is so important. And just the moment of being there on the floor and supported under your feet, up through your ankles to your knees, down through the ski slope of your thighs and into your hip joints and into your whole 3D body, your pelvis, ribs, whole head, connected by your beautiful lengthening spine. And out from there, your collarbones and shoulder blades, through your whole arms into your hands. And out through your legs and into your feet and the support of the floor or the rug, wherever you might be at this time. So just take a moment for yourself to sense the connectedness of the floor under your feet and up through your legs and into your body and the floor under your body. All the way through to the place where your head balances way up high on your spine. Yes, behind your nose, between your ears. And letting your collarbones and shoulder blades rest and be supported, and coming down through your whole arm into your fingers and your hands resting on your body. And this is my tribute. To be with you is such an honor. And my tribute is to Marjorie Barstow and to Elizabeth Walker, who also was a horsewoman. And they are two of the great teachers that Alexander guided and taught. And I had the privilege of being with them many, many times. So as you're there, thinking of these wonderful people who came before us and offered us such a legacy, yes. And then it has spread and spread, which is so beautiful. And then to be here with Ariel, whom I've known for so many years, and we've journeyed together. This Alexander work is a never-ending journey. It's so beautiful. I'm 81 years old now, and I'm still on the journey. Yes, and people are still wanting. And at this point, I am teaching actors and dancers still, and also people off the streets. So I'd like to just guide you for the time that we have. And Arielle will also be offering insights into this beautiful thing, this event that we call constructive rest. So just allow yourself to let the air come in through your nose and then release your jaw. And let the air come out through your mouth. So it's very circular. The air comes in through your nose, and you'll do your own timing. And then it releases when your jaw releases out through your mouth on the exhale. Yes. And your diaphragm is a marvelous part of this activity of constructive rest, and it's a dome-like shape. So, when you breathe in, it moves down and spreads out and causes your ribs to flare out beautifully, out and up. Yes. And then on the exhale, your diaphragm moves up and it moves the air out of your lungs and out of your mouth and nose. And that is a circular movement. It's not up and down, it's opening and releasing. It's very circular, in on a wave and out on another wave on the exhale. Yes. And notice that your feet are supporting. They're resting on the floor. Your heel is draping down behind your ankles. And your foot is widening out through those five lovely long bones into your toes. So as the air comes in, your diaphragm goes down, right? And your shoulders are resting. And as the air comes out, it's on a soft AH. Some teacher said it's like back in the day when they had gas heaters, you would hear this little release. So it's soft and it's subtle, and it's a whole body activity to allow the air to come in and go out again. It's very rhythmic. So let yourself just have this time for a few moments of just letting the air come in and letting the air go out. And notice how your body is receiving the inhale and how it's easing out through the exhale. And there are many terms that have been talked about for constructive rest. Easy rest. Semi-supine was another one that you lie in semi-supine, which is to really allow the floor or the table, if you're on one, to support the rhythm of breathing at all times. And allowing the air to come in and fill you easily, and the air to come out again. It's a circular movement. It's not an up and down, but it's coming in on a circle, right? On a circular sense of self, and going out, letting the air come out through there. And as you do, you'll notice that there's more support coming to you from the floor, from the pillow or the book you have under your head. That's your support. From the support of your whole torso with the floor or the rug, and from the grounding of your feet. And from the beautiful circular shape of your collarbone shoulder blade relationship, which allows the rest of your arm to release from your shoulder joints to your elbows, to your wrists, to your hands and fingers as your hands rest on your body. Yeah. So that beautiful rhythmic in and out in a circular, not an up and a down or any kind of push. It's opening the door to let the air come in and fill you, and then letting the air move out as you release. So take a few moments now just to continue this rhythmic quality of the way the air comes in a circular way, and the air moves out again. Find your rhythm, the even distribution of your own weight, the support of your head, and the ground under your feet. And all that movement is taking place from the support that I just mentioned. But it's a filling, it's a fullness, and an emptying. to be ready to fill again. So you may have your own rhythm that's being established by your central nervous system. Just allow that rhythm. It's a wave-like rhythm. It's an arc-like movement of breath coming in, circling around, and going out again. In through your nose, out through your lips. And I'm going to be quiet now for just a couple of minutes so that you can continue your own process. And I'm going to invite you now to consider the idea of movement through your whole body as you breathe, as you continue that beautiful inhale and ride it. It's a circular thing, ride it into the exhale. You might begin by just moving your fingers and hands while you continue this process of the circular breathing. Yes. And then perhaps from there into your wrists, elbows, shoulder joints, collarbones, just letting breathing be your guide to move these amazing, amazing movement potential possibilities through these joints, rounded surfaces, sliding, gliding. Riding your breath. Yes, and I see that your head wants to move in relation to your whole spine as you allow the breathing to guide you. And the whispered ah can come in at any time you want to have that. So your head is leading and your body is following, and your breath is the underpinning for these movements. And you'll notice when it feels right to you to let the inhale come in and the exhale come in as you ride a movement. Maybe your foot moves. If you're lying down, it moves along the floor and your leg lengthens, guided by the breathing cycle. And maybe the other foot and leg. Notice how breathing and Alexander's process of asking and allowing your neck to free so that your head poises. Forward and up over your lengthening spine, headward and tailward lengthening of your spine, and the filling of your ribs, pelvis, so that this breathing rhythm is deep, deep within your ribs, pelvis, with the balance of your head and spine coming out into your arms and legs. And maybe you'll begin to think about moving towards standing, allowing your breathing to guide you, allowing your breathing to enlist your head, torso, body, your arms and legs, to bring you from the floor gradually with the rhythms of breathing as your guide. And you don't know quite how you'll get there, but you know that you can trust the coordination that you're born with, and you can trust Alexander's amazing approach to awakening the three-dimensionality of our design and all of that movement potential through so many jointed possibilities. And then, if you're standing at this point, or you might be sitting still, whatever, wherever you are, take a moment to pause. And know that you have the support of wherever you're sitting or standing, and just allow your breathing to do itself. That moment of pause when the air comes in, starts to come in, and you open to it. And then the exhale comes on the whispered ah. And there's another moment of pause at the end of the whispered ah. And then you let your neck free, your head move, your whole body follow that. The air will come in again. So it's a series of filling and three-dimensionality. And then letting the air come out while staying very alive to the changes in your ribs, in your spine, in your head poise, in your arms and legs. And then take a moment to pause at standing, sensing the ground under your feet, sensing the joints of your legs into your pelvis, through your spine, to your ribs, through your spine, to your head poise. And letting your collarbones and shoulder blades buoyantly rest on the movement of your ribs and spine. And connecting to your collarbones, shoulder blades, elbows, through your lower arm bones to your wrist, hands, and fingers. Just knowing that this is an ocean of movement that is constantly filling. You're riding the waves, filling and releasing. Ride those waves as you stand there. And then again, let that take you into walking. Just see what walking is like as it's guided by this rhythmic breathing that's so inherent in us. And come to stillness again, but it isn't really stillness. It's a moment of dynamic pause again, and you have the ground under your feet. But this beautiful wave-like rhythmic breathing that's always there, Alexander's directions allow that breathing to have its way with you, so that when you free your neck and your head begins to delicately poise and your body comes into its three-dimensionality and your limbs become alive, breathing is the bottom line for all of this movement, the bottom movement, the core movement. Yes. And just let your body do whatever it wants to now. Maybe you'll go back to the floor. Maybe you'll do a roll down. Maybe you'll lift your arms to the sky. Whatever your body feels like doing, let that rhythm But Alexander brought us to this rhythm. I'm freeing my neck, head, whole body rhythmically as an underpinning, which awakens my breathing and is underneath every movement that we do. Yeah.